an intellectual understanding stops only at the outer just the doorstep of spiritual life. What takes us within, what makes us really spiritual, is the transformation of our heart, our mind, and our actions. The whole life has to follow that course. And then there are signs of it. These signs have been told so that we can follow those signs, and that they are the indicators, the pointers, that how we can feel the presence of God more and more in our life. We saw some signs in the last class, like the non-envious, friendly and compassionate towards all beings, free from ideas of position and ego consciousness, sympathetic, forgiving. And now we will see today some more signs that how a devotee is transformed. And this is something that one can actually feel, realize, experience in one's life. Santushtah satatam yogi yatatma dhidhanishchayah mayarpitam mano buddhi yome bhaktasame priyah. The 14th verse in the 12th chapter, contented, contemplative, self-controlled, of firm conviction with his mind and intellect, dedicated to me, such a devotee of mine is dear to me. Lord says that this type of devotee, where the devotion which is sincere, very honest, and so there is the transformation in the personality. These signs of transformation, God says, that is what makes that devotee a real devotee. And so he gives these signs, santushtah, contented. It doesn't complain about heat or cold. It is that nature of complaining about everyone, about everything, and laying blame on this person or that person, that idea goes away. One feels, okay, fine. The situations always, they have some pain, some pleasure. It is, we go to seek pleasure, fine. But then you get pain also. There is no such thing that only pleasure. And so this person doesn't really blame circumstances or situations. He is contented, happy. Whatever this person gets in terms of, say, money, or in terms of the congenial situation, whatever, no complaints. Okay, this is the place where you will be meditating. Okay, fine. Make most of it. If you complain, then you lose that also. Not that the situation becomes better, only you lose that too. It is no complaints. So that makes the life much smoother. It is make the most of the available circumstances. That why my house is so small, I cannot do spiritual practices. Okay, you will never be able to find a house big enough for that. Because the mindset is like that. I have lot of work and therefore I cannot do spiritual practice. You will never be able to get a situation then where you can. It is not that the situation that is not allowing you to do spiritual practice, but it is one's complaining nature. That is an obstruction. And so, this devotee therefore removes this complaining nature. And I have seen many people who, because of this devotional connection with God, they have lost the capacity to complain. Really, friends, it is a great lesson to see such people who do not have this complaining attitude at all in life because of the devotional touch. It is, they see that whatever situation could have been worse. So many times I have seen people who were in seemingly not very good circumstances, but without complaint they bore all that. Not in the sense that, oh, okay, somehow I have to adjust. No. Fine, things could have been worse, who knows, you know, so it is fine. The job is to dedicate the life to God. As long as I can do that, situation is fine. So they say, a nice Sanskrit saying that Swami Turiyananji was fond of quoting, and that is that day is really a bad day. The day, don't say that the cloudy and cold and snowy day is a bad day. No, that day is a bad day which was wasted without spending a lot of time in thinking about God. That is a bad day. So the whole focus is not complaining about, oh, the snow all the time, or the cold weather all the time, or it is so hot here. No complaints. See the life of Holy Mother. There is no better example, I think, than the life of Holy Mother, that how in all different circumstances, in what a common person would think that very difficult situation, she was calm, tuned to God. So what happens thereby is that such person's joy does not get hampered by the complaining nature. When we have complaints, then those complaints, they become an impediment in our happiness. Did we ever notice it? That if we complain, what happens? The situation doesn't improve by that. But whatever happiness was otherwise coming in my life, that goes away because of that complaining nature. So let us not put an impediment in our own happiness by that kind of nature. So santushtah satatam means always contented. That person's happiness doesn't depend at why my wife said such things to me today, or why my husband behaved like this with me today, or why at my work they gave me so much of work whereas my other colleague was let off. Most workers come with such complaints, you know, that, oh, because I am sincere, because I do lot of work, they put all work on my head. And those who don't want to work, they go scot-free. This is all complaint that what happens by those complaints. It is actually, I remember making such complaints. That because I am always good, you know, that is an assumption in everything. I am so good, I do all this work so sincerely, and therefore I have to do more work. I complained, to a Swami that who was my superiors, that look, I do so much of work and let that other people, they don't get to do that much, and the result is I become tired and I don't have time for spiritual practice. What is this? And because I am sincere, so his reply was so simple. Such people can teach in one sentence, you know, that, okay, so do you want to become insincere? Do you want to become insincere? That solves all the issues there. It is such a simple idea that do you want to progress or not? If you don't want to progress, that is your choice. It is. Then you learn the lessons from such things, that be happy, be contented. And this devotee, because of connection with God, this quality comes in a devotee. And the corollary of that is, therefore, if we develop this quality, we become better and better devotees. So, then, yatatma. That is another thing, yatatma, a beautiful word, difficult to translate in English, that this person is always putting in maximum efforts, not a lazy fellow, and not thinking that, well, I have devoted myself to God, so what efforts do I need to make? Let me just relax and sleep, and that's all. I am a devotee. I go to Vedanta Society sometimes, and then that Swami, he will take care of me. What, I don't have to worry about it. That is, but no, yatatma. This person is always striving, because when you really want something, can you stop yourself from striving for it? You cannot. You will keep on striving. You will really do your best to get it. So, that is the sign that you are really intent upon it. So, yatatma, the word meaning, the literal meaning is very interesting here. That this person's very self is... To make efforts is has become the nature of this person. Continuously he is at work. Never is saying that what is there to, I did enough. I made enough efforts. Many of us think like that. So this is a good lesson for us. Oh, I have been meditating for 3 years. What does it matter? Again the same, you know, if I had a complaint. And this complaint is not, many had such complaints. Even the disciples of Swami Brahmananda, there is, you read that in the beautiful book, Eternal Companion. I think many of you have read that book. If not, please read it. A great book in practical spiritual, practically leading a spiritual life, a great guide. The name is really true name, that it should be an eternal companion. Very beautiful book. So there you get such conversations that somebody asks him, that I have been striving for so many years. So now, isn't it enough? Nothing is coming out of it. And he would say, well, look, how much practice even a person like Sri Ramakrishna did. Look at our lives. Although Sri Ramakrishna gave us all that, still, did we stop? It is continuously you should have the spirit of dedicated practice. That is the sign of a devotee. A sign of a devotee makes that devotee, that person, to keep on doing practice all the time with dedication, and as I told earlier, without complaining. Dhridanishchayah, a person of tremendous resolve. That is again a sign I have seen in many, many people. A person of firm resolve alone is capable of ascending on this very otherwise difficult spiritual path. There has to be a firm resolve. Sri Ramakrishna used to tell that story of two farmers. One farmer, both of them had the farms nearby, and both because of the not enough rains, their crops were getting all dried up and dying. So they both decided that there was a water stream passing near their farms, only they had to cut a little tunnel so that the water can flow into their farms. So one farmer decided that it has to be done. It has to be done today. He started early in the morning and continued work. His wife sent a message that, well, come for lunch, it is lunch time. He sent back the message, today I will not be coming for lunch, I will finish this work and then I will see about lunch, and till then I have no time for anything else. Then the wife sent message again, so after lunch you can then again start working. He again sent message, please don't bother me. I am not going to come till I finish the work. Then the wife took the lunch box and went to the farm herself, saying, come on, eat a little bit. This fellow, he had a shovel or something in his hand. He took the shovel and went to beat the wife. You fell, get out. Don't bother me, I told you that today I am not going to take anything till I complete the work. Don't dare to bother me again. She saw this fellow was in a such terrible mood, ran away. And then he went on working. By the time of sunset, he could connect his farm to that stream, and thus saw the water flowing into his farm, and then went home. Called his wife, now get some hot water for me, let me have my shower, then bring the food. Such person, Sri Ramakrishna used to say, will be able to achieve. Other farmer, he also knew that he has to get the water, otherwise the crops will be all gone. His wife also sent message, hey, come for food. He said, no, not today, let me work, I won't. But then after, when the wife came to call, he said, okay, you are such a dear, how can I say no to you? Come on, the work can take place, happen later. Sri Ramakrishna said that such person will never be able to get that water in his farm, because has no firm resolve. One has to have very firm resolve. A little temptation here and there, and then our resolve for spiritual practice goes away. And today I have headache, and tomorrow I have stomach ache. Body means aches. What can you do about it? It travels all over. Or say, tomorrow, this day I have a guest coming to my house, or some other excuse. One can find excuses that doesn't really having making excuses. What is the use? The net result remains the same. Our doctor in the, that we used to have a village mobile dispensary, and then the doctor would tell the patients that they would say that I didn't take the medication because of this and this and said, don't give excuses. The fact remains the same that you did not take medicine for whatever reason. Unless you take the medicine, you are not going to get cured. Even if you give 1,000 reasons for not taking the medicine, the result is not going to change. So don't create excuses. If you do not do your spiritual practice with tremendous resolve, that tremendous resolve is a nature of this devotee. Doesn't budge. My wife said like that, my husband said like that, I had a little cold today. No. Whatever it may be, the person is very, very determined to continue with the spiritual practices, and so that person succeeds. The person who doesn't have a resolve will not succeed. Resolve is very important, and that resolve has to be so strong to overcome all the other distractions and temptations in life. One may say, why these temptations come at all? Because I saw that nice girl and therefore I got distracted. Why did God make such nice girl? So as if that is the problem. It is, you should have to have that resolve that there will be some such things, that why did I... it is one gentleman like me tries to reduce the weight, but doesn't succeed because why? You eat ice cream, you eat cookies, and many such things. So and. You may tell that, well, one cookie doesn't matter after all. In life you have to have some joy, is it not? So one cookie doesn't matter. Then if one doesn't matter, another one, that is also one, that also doesn't matter. So this person never succeeds. So for success you have to have a resolve. Yeah, and it is so nice, to see some people having resolve. May not be exactly in spiritual matters, but that is very important to have resolve to resist the temptations. So, it is wonderful to see people, young people, with that kind of resolve. And thus, they will succeed in spiritual life because of that firm resolution. Yatatma dhranishchayaha. Mayarpita manobuddhi, mind and intellect, all dedicated in God. Such a devotee, Lord says, is dear to me. And the idea is so, become a devotee like that. Then further, these signs are told. Yasmano dvijate loko lokano dvijate chayah harshamarsha bhayo dvegai mukto yasachame priyah. From whom the world gets no trouble, and who gets no trouble from the world, who is free from elation, jealousy, fear and anxiety, he is dear to me. The important thing is the first part of it, that this person does not trouble the world and does not get troubled by the world either. We, a normal non-devoted person, has this issue in life. is always causing problems in the world. Feels that I am very important. I have to give advice to everybody. I have to interfere in the lives of so many people. You go on causing problems everywhere. So, this person always creates problems because is intruding, putting nose in everybody's affairs. So it is, yes, I was talking to one gentleman, somehow he got, was angry with some colleague. So he said, well, it seems that that colleague, he doesn't have much work these days. No, he has lot of work. He is always busy. He does lot of work. What work, you know? To poke his dirty nose in everybody's affair. That is his main work. And he is always busy with that. So, it is, we cannot withstand that somebody is doing something. No, I want to take charge of the situation. And so, I go and say, hey, you never should do like this. Who asked you? No, but I feel I have to go on giving my unwanted advice. Nobody really cares, you know, advice. It is, but one goes on giving. You should do this and you should do this and you must do this. When such a person is going by this way, the others, they go by the other way, just to avoid, you know. Such person is avoided always. So, and such person also gets troubled by the world. That causes trouble to the world and gets troubled by the world. What is the trouble of such person? Nobody listens to me. Oh, so much wrong in the world, so much injustice in the world. All are bad people. Everybody is bad. Why God does not punish them? And so he takes the responsibility of God on him. So let me go and punish them. All the life becomes all troubled because of the world. The world keeps on troubling such person, and this person keeps on troubling the other people in the world. The situation becomes very difficult. A devotee does not worry about it. Let that person learn in his own way. It is, I am not given the charge of teaching the whole world. Let me perform my spiritual practice. Let me become a better person. And that will send the signal. It is not that I have to aggressively go and tell people to help the world. You know, the world helpers are the worst kind of people, you know. Those who want to make the world a better place, they end up in making it worse than what it was. It is, I want to make the world a better place. The best way is to you become better. Then the world could be at least that much better. The one potential troublemaker is at least eliminated. So, this is a very important thing. That such devotee, what happens with devotees is this, he is not troubled by the world. And the world, he doesn't cause trouble to anybody in the world. Again, this is something to be seen in lives of people. I have seen people who really were like that and are like that, that they do whatever service they can do and then keep quiet, do not criticize others. It is important thing. And then the other things we have seen earlier, that happiness or suffering, harsha, marsha, bhaya, that is, sometimes there is elation, sometimes depression, sometimes the mood is good, sometimes a person is sulky. No, this person does not get into such problems, is always dedicated to God. Those things come in life, these elations, depressions, but that does not affect this person's moving forward with the main goal in life. Then, another thing, very beautiful, 16th verse, Anapeksha Shuchirdaksha Udasino Gatavyatha Sarvarambha Parityagi Yomad Bhakta Same Priyaha. Independent, clean, dexterous, indifferent, untroubled, and discarding all endeavors, such a devotee of mine is dear to me. Begs lot of added explanation, because some words could be somewhat misinterpreted. That first thing is clear, anapeksha. They have no expectations in life. Do not expect anything that this and this thing will happen. No, if it is to happen, let it happen. Do not bank on it. Do not hanker for it. Do this expectations, as we had seen in the study of Bhagavad Gita earlier too, that to expect is to get bound. And so, anapeksha, especially from other people, do not expect that my husband or my wife or my daughter or my son or all of them, they will be nice to me. Don't expect. It is, everybody has their moods. So someday nice, someday not nice. It is, don't expect. If you don't expect, then what you get is great, you know. It is, so it is very important not to expect. Shuchir Daksha, this is something that one must be particular. As a devotee, you want to keep your life clean, pure. That stress on purity, that is a very important thing, that a life embroiled in the worldly enjoyments, that makes our life dirty. The dirt is nothing else but getting embroiled in the sense enjoyments. They are not enjoyments, but getting into the dirt. And that makes the life impure, unclean. And so, a clean life, the life is clean for such person. So, it's very particular to keep the actual life quite clean. That is, because that cleanliness is, as you all know, the saying goes, is next to godliness. Clean life, pure life. And what is this purity of life? Is not running after the sense enjoyments. There are certain other things also that help it, like physical cleanliness. It is helpful. But that alone is not to be considered as I am clean. No. That is only a minor, important but minor aspect, that you should be free from the sense enjoyments. So that is the idea. Shuchir Daksha Udasino is not concerned about so many other matters. It is, you want to do something, do it. Do not go on bothering your head with so many different worries, that why this presidential candidate is saying such things, why that somebody killed somebody else. Do not, this is the nature of the world. Don't bother about it. I told you this is a nice lesson to learn. One of our Swamis was very particular, dedicated to taking a dip in Ganges every morning at our headquarters at Belur Mutt. It is on the bank of Ganges, and he used to go every morning and take a dip in the Ganges. And I also used to go, but I didn't have that kind of dedication and resolve. So one day I saw that there was a corpse right where we normally, there were stairs going into the river, and we would be taking a dip there. A corpse, rotten and swollen, and so was floating, had come there. Now, I saw, oh my goodness, should I be taking dip in that water? No, I was going back. Some others were there who said, oh well, should we inform police for that somebody, it is whose corpse it might be, and as we were thinking about it, this Swami arrived for his dip, and smilingly said, well, what is there? Come on, take a big bamboo and then make the corpse go in the mainstream. It will flow, it will go away. And then actually he did like that. And then after making the water there by his hands, he moved the water a little bit and then took a dip. Seeing him, I also did that. It is, the idea is that why keep on to take all those worries on your head unnecessarily? And has anybody appointed you the sheriff of the town? No, you are worried. Take your dip, and there are people who are who have that job. They will take care of it. You don't have to worry about it. Why? Because it you will keep on thinking about it. Otherwise, the whole day. What made that fellow die, who put that corpse there, and at the end of the day, even if you get the answer, what did you gain by that? Nothing really. So let those things be there. Hold on to your goal, hold on to your purpose. A very important thing for a devotee, but not easy to learn. Because we think that we are very responsible people in the world. Means, I have to meddle in everything. That is the meaning of being responsible, and thus ruin our progress in spiritual life. And that, okay, let me think about it, let me think about that, let me think about what is going to happen in North Korea, that fellow has passed away, and so forth. Okay, keep on thinking about it the whole day and night, and nothing. What did you gain by that? So, therefore, the world is always full of all such things. Not now. People think that only now the situation has become bad. The people keep on singing the glories of the old days. In our times, it was so nice. Nothing. No, it is going on even in the times of Mahabharata. The news was only that killing is going on. That is the news. Always that is the news, disturbance, killing and such things, injustice, that is the nature of this world. And that is why it happens, because you want to feel that you are good. Each of us want to feel that I am very good. And Yogatmananda wants to say, I am so good. One way of becoming good is, okay, make yourself more dedicated, more joyous, more sympathetic to everyone, fine. But what I do is other way of making myself look good, paint others much worse. The whole world is so bad. So in comparison then, I become good, is it not? And that is how I succeed in making myself a good person. That if I tell somebody, hey, why did you do like this? Look, the other person does like that. That other person did like that. That fellow did like that. Okay, so does that make any this thing? But then we feel that that makes me, if I paint others in the bad colors, then that makes me look better. No, that is not the right way to become better. It is by, in fact, seeing the good in the world. In monastery once, one Swami was telling us, look at the examples of Sri Ramakrishna and Holy Mother. And then I blurted out, well, they were of that high order. How can we think of emulating them or learning from them? He became very serious and said, then why did you come here? You could have joined that gang of robbers or thieves if you wanted to follow them. If you want to follow them, then they are the examples. So compare with them. Learn from them. Don't compare with that. There are rogues and goons and all, and you will find someone in comparison with whom, and that too in a very selective manner. If you do comparison, you are better. Not in every respect, because there is God in every person, every being, and so there will be some points where that person would be superior to me, but I won't see that. I will see, oh, look, I can jump 2 feet, he cannot, so I am better. As if that, because I choose that standard where I will prove to be better. So, that is not what one should do. It is, the idea is that be indifferent to those things. And do your spiritual practice. If you can help some situation, help. But do not go running after the various things in the world. Let me solve all the problems in the world. No. Many times the problem solvers, they create more problems because of their own anger. They denounce that idea that these people are bad. Well, we do not realize that how bad our anger is making us. So, if we want to really do some good to the world, don't get angry. That is a much better way of doing some good to the world. So, this person is like that. A devotee automatically pays attention to that which concerns most in life. Let me think of that instead of thinking about whole lot of other problems in the world. Why there is economic depression. Okay, so many people are debating. You also keep on thinking about it. What about your main goal in life? Does it get helped by that? No. So this person therefore is just transcends the thinking of all those things. Okay, if there is the stocks, if they have to go up, they have to come down also. That they can they ever be going up all the time? Isn't it contradiction in itself? And so such person therefore does not bother too much about it. when I have to buy stock, I wait for the prices to fall. But if I have to sell, then I wait for the prices to go up. And so it is not that if they do not come down, then it is a problem for some. If they don't go up, it is problem for some. The world is like that. It is, there are ups and downs. If there are no ups and downs, there is no world. If there is no pain, there is no world. If we want to get a world which will have no pain, no suffering, what actually we are doing is we are eliminating the world itself. So let us not think in that terms that, well, there will be, I want to create a world free from all sufferings. Everybody will be happy. No, well, that is, will not be a world at all. It is impossible to have a world like that. So, then another word that comes here, that is discarding all endeavors. What does it mean? Does not take up an endeavor with the sense of attachment. Every endeavor, okay, let me do this, let me take up this work, and one gets entangled in it, attached in it, embroiled in it, and so becomes farther from becoming free. I didn't first understand that one, a very well-known Swami in Uttarakhand, he used to live in Uttarkashi, and one advice he used to give to those who would come there for the spiritual practice, they would make a little dwelling place, and he would, as an advice, you will feel it strange, especially in this gathering where there are many plant lovers, tree lovers. They will feel that, oh, what is this? The Swami used to advise, don't plant a tree. He wouldn't say that cut the trees, let them grow, don't plant a tree. That then becomes your bondage. You will go every day, ah, it is growing. Oh, you see, there is a flower coming up. And that will, just as you get entangled in the family, and so now you have given up, you are a monk, given up all family and everything. Why did you give up? So that you want to dedicate yourself to God. Now you put a plant there, then just catch a stray dog, start feeding, and then get entangled into a dog. Then if that is not enough, get a cat. And so, go on doing that. So, don't start. This word is very beautiful. Already there are enough entanglements in life. And don't embark on another one. Arambha, start, you know, don't start any endeavor. And do not get entangled. It is something that is of tremendous importance. That, and I have found it through experience, that taking up an endeavor, any small one as mine, you get entangled in it. You get just messed up in it, really. So, therefore, a devotee keeps this and, always a note of caution, that do not do something that will be entangling you. Do not do something that will take you away from the spiritual path, your main goal. So, the attention should not be divided into too many things. Whatever that is there, that's fine. Try to reduce that. That which are the entanglements already, try to reduce them. Don't add many more or any more. So it is, that is the characteristic of a devotee. Wouldn't add too many or any further addition to the entanglements. It is not easy, friends, to do that because of our that inner craving makes us take up something. We cannot sit still. Okay, I must do this. Come on, let me make a garden here. Let me put a building here. Let me do this and that. Take up our different works and get caught in it. It is very important that we do not get caught into these things. And so it is told here, do not get into those. Then, okay, there are other verses, but we don't have any time left for today. So, any questions? Yes, Charles?
What do you think of the movements like the one led by Mahatma Gandhi and Martin Luther King, and today the Quakers, who use love to try to win people over?
As long as they do it without attachment, it is fine. The question is how much they can do without attachment. Then it is fine. Also, again, there is a comparison that if they don't do this, they will do something worse. So it is good for these people to take up something that is less hurtful. That, okay, you plant a tree, and they don't plant a tree is for those who want to dedicate their life to spiritual practice, don't want to get entangled in anything. But if a person is otherwise getting entangled in gambling, okay, plant a tree, that is better, you see. Because you will get entangled in tree. If you can, that is fine. But it is not easy. It is very, very difficult. Why can't you try and see? It is this Lord Krishna is a great psychologist. Knows where the mind, you know, gets caught. See, even without planting a tree, you see a nice tree. Not that you have much connection with it. It is just in front of you in your from your house you see it. And then the mind, instead of going to God, will start going to that tree. If you plant a tree, that becomes your child. See how the mind of the parents go to their children. Get entangled in it. Do not get any this thing, leisure to think of God, because the mind is thinking of my son is doing this, my daughter is doing this, and doesn't stop there, my grandchildren, this and that, and goes on, you know, unendingly. So therefore, don't start any new such chain. Whatever is already there, try to get rid of it. That is the idea. So all those movements that you are saying, they are good and bad depending on that whether they are done with detachment or attachment. And second thing is, if they do not take it up, they might do something worse than this. So let us conclude with the closing prayers. Let me remind you that today, being the not exactly the last day of the year, but we are not likely to meet tomorrow. So today we will end after the regular closing prayers by chanting the year-end song, and then there will be a fortune cookie kept out for everybody to take a fortune cookie and see what is in your fortune. So, yeah, if it is there, what can you do? You can change fortunes, you know, though. You can change fortunes. After eating that cookie, take up another one. Till you get a cookie which says you will become completely detached, then don't take any other cookie. Gita Sugita Kartavya Kimanyat Shastra Vistarehi Ya Swayam Padmanabhasya Mukha Padmadvinisrita Ekam Shastram Devaki Putra Gitam Eko Devo Devaki Putra Eva Eko Mantrah Tasya Namaniyani Karma Pyekam Tasya Devasya Seva Shri Krishna Arpanamastu. Another announcement, friends.